Good afternoon. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC. My name is Madeline Taylor, and Shoes on a Wire is your local connection to music by women and LGBTQ artists. And this week, I am very excited to host MC Kimmortal, who is headlining Victory Square Block Party this coming Sunday, September 1st. So, hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's all of our pleasure. We're really pumped to have you playing the festival this weekend.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. So Kim has put together a playlist of, I saw you post on Facebook that these are like hits of your life.
Yeah, a lot of these tracks are super nostalgic to me.
Okay, sweet. And you said that they're in chronological order, so they're like working from, like, when would the first one be? Like, when you're, like, a baby teen or what?
Probably when I think I was 8.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to get into that in a couple minutes. But first off, I wanted to play a track by Kim to just sort of, like, root us in where they're coming from at this point on your most recent record, X Marks the Swirl. So this is a song that I listened to a few times on my way into CITR today. It's called Escape, featuring Kings and Jilthy. Is there anything that you wanted to like say to orient the track before I play it for our listeners?
Yeah, this song basically talks about how my parents landed here on unceded land. So it's a great song to start off.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. So this is Escape.
But I saved enough cash for our getaway to get to a land far away. Even if we get back and my bank run low, at least we had a break from the same old. You know I've been tired for a minute, fed up with the city, longing for the feeling of home. Get lost in a new place with me, I don't want to do this alone. And I might glamorize these greener pastures, no, I still confront my demons after ever happily. But the sun is in our skin deep, we're like mangoes, golden baby. Motion, the labor, energy drain, we navigate shit that they threw in our way. The moon remembers how we held each other, now unfolding planes about to take it higher. Ancestor pilot, shoulders of giants, we landed here on native land. Your drum is beating years like the sand, can only stand here right beside you. 1,000 maps and new escape route ceremony inspires vision. This generation carves out a spaceship.
So fucking tired of all my fear, I'm so exhausted, we don't feel good enough. I make clouds when skies are clear, blow prayers to God and hope that they look at us. We cope for moments, we don't sip tears, and we work to make them, that's just the hood in us. I fight for every young prince, I swear, but the struggle ain't all that's good for us. Hey, all I really am is escape from the matrix. All I really have is the strength that I bang with. Will it really last? Really ask, and we really laugh. While I'm feeling that, peel it half. Life is Brillo Pat. All the ills I feel will kill my ass. Grabs a kill the hat. If you go from field to Cadillac, I can handle this. I just need space and my grandma kiss, so I can think straight, let the planet spin. Masses split in two pairs. Truth hurts, masochist. Manifest rest, damn it, man, that's where my habit is. Understanding pain, if my living's in vain. With them straps, humming, coming at you where the hammer clicks. Feels so good just to kick it, huh? But I can't hang if there's no light. Wanna know who you can run to? Here's a little secret, look to both sides. You wanna feel electric, we can both slide. But anywhere we go, there are folks die. Swear I won't say, swear I won't cry. Swear I won't break, swear I won't hide. Say I won't ride, say I won't ride. I'll say I ride my way so clean, look, I'm so tied. No chain, no rope, folk, I don't know tie. Local dope boy with his own mind. Get it.
Escape, escape, escape.
So that was Escape featuring Kings and Jilthy by Kim Mortal off of their record X Marks the Swirl, which came out this March 29th of 2019. And yeah, as I said, I'm joined by Kim in the studio right now, and they've got a playlist ready for us. But you were saying that that song's about your parents landing here on unceded land. And I know that that's like a theme that kind of works its way through the whole record. So I was just wondering if you could like talk a little bit more about when you started to work those themes around talking about what being a settler means mm-hmm. into your music.
Yeah, well, particularly with Escape, I summed it up saying, like, my parents landed here in unceded land. It was in 86. But the first verse of that track talks about me wanting to leave Vancouver and just wanting to find an escape. But also in the verse, realizing that anywhere I go, it's Indigenous land. And so it kind of, like, In the lyricism, I'm like I come upon that realization, and I also find it with my friend Khalil, who's an MC, Black Seattle MC, and I think the whole album really just like it's about my journey trying to figure out solidarity and activism in a real way through music, and yeah, that's Escape. It also features my friend Jyothi, who's a partner of Khalil. And it's interesting because it's like a escapist romantic song, romanticized kind of getaway, greener pastures. But I'll always confront my demons in other places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that whole wherever you go, there you are thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there are so many moments of solidarity and like community building in the record. And that was one of the songs that stood out for me in that. But yeah. Anyways,
thank you.
I'm stoked on your playlist, but also your record is incredible, and I could just like ask you questions about it for the whole
sure.
hour. So we're gonna transition away from that. But
okay.
Everyone listening, like, please go and listen to X Marks the Swirl and buy the record because it's fantastic. But we're here to hear about your journey through musical influence and everything.
Yeah.
So where are we gonna start things out with that?
Well, I'm going to dedicate the first track to my cousins. Growing up in a Filipino family, on family reunions, a lot of my aunts would be like, Kim and all your cousins perform in front of everybody. And then obviously at the time, Spice Girls was the hit, and I was Sporty Spice. And so I'm going to open up with Say You'll Be There, my favorite track by the Spice Girls.
Incredible. Let's do it.
All right. Enjoy.
Should be friends, hey, but now we're going round.
fade out. That's a fade out. All that I want from you is a promise to you. Thank you. Shout out to April, Michelle, Joy, Raquel, my sis, and me, Sporty Spice. Sporty Spice. I could rarely meet Mel C's soprano. As a young kid in choir, I never could reach soprano. And so I was always alto, and I thought I could never sing because I was a lower register.
And you were just trying to hit notes that, like, aren't within you a little
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would use my head voice.
Mm.
My sister was soprano, and so actually growing up, my sister sang before me and in church and, like, musicals and stuff, and I would stand beside her and do actions.
Oh,
and, like,
because
dance moves.
Because you thought you couldn't sing.
Yeah, like, I wasn't the singer. And then I started writing songs in, like, grade 10 when I stole my sister's guitar. Yeah.
How did she feel about that?
I don't think she found out, because I always just, like, played in the living room downstairs while everyone was sleeping.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of like doing the tool shed thing, where you just go hide for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one can hear me. And I would just, like, sometimes I would cop lyrics off, like, Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys. And I would steal some excerpts from their songs and then put them in my own lyrics and then just change and riff off that. But Spice Girls, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Destiny's Child, all, like, a lot of the girl boy groups were, like, my jams.
Sort of like mid to late 90s, just like pop gold.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was a magical time.
It was so magical. And every one of them had a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
And Sporty Spice was pretty queer to me.
Yeah. I'm loving all of the, like, late breaking stories about the queerness of the Spice Girls that I've seen come out lately. Like, did you hear that apparently Ginger and Mel B had, like, a romance?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
No. It makes sense to me that would have happened somewhere in there. But I don't know. It was like a moment of pure delight when I saw that on the internet.
That's so awesome.
It was great.
There's always a queer.
Always. Okay. What do we have next?
Okay. So the next track was my jam in grade 7. So what? 12? This was also around the time Avril Lavigne was big, but I'm not going to play Avril Lavigne. Nope. I'm playing Sum 41, Fat Lip, when I was obsessed with Skater Boys.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, this is Kim Wardle's playlist on Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM.
Check it out.
Don't count on me. It's the point you're missing. Don't count on me.
Awesome. Hope you guys like that. Mm-hmm. All right. From Sum 41 to my next track. This song is like that iconic lesbian song that was kind of like a low-key, are they lesbian song?
Or are they just experimenting?
Yeah. And I heard it. It was like a cult classic when I was 15, 16. And this was a precursor, in my opinion, to like Tegan and Sarah. But this is All the Things She Said by Tattoo. T-A-T-U. Iconic voices. I hope you like it. Thank you. End. I didn't even catch that end. Ooh, it's like a reverb ambient.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. My next track is a genre jump. This is definitely not the first song that I heard by Miss Lauryn Hill, but it's the song, or this entire album had me in tears bawling when I first heard it. It's called, or the album is MTV Unplugged Number 2. Miss Lauryn Hill, and the track is I Gotta Find Peace of Mind. And this album really hit me because it's all acoustic and it's all just Lauren and her voice. And the lyricism, particularly in this entire album, really spoke to me from a spiritual place and from like an honest place. And it really made me fall in love with lyricism in general. So this is called I Gotta Find Peace of Mind, performed live by the one and only Miss Lauren Hill.
I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. Need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because. Mm-hmm. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him. But I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do, you love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Sensations of my past, please don't let me disgrace. Will my devotion last now that I know the truth? Now that is no excuse keeping me from your love. What was I thinking of? Holding me from your love. What was I thinking of? You are my peace of mind. Another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance to get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. What merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful. Merciful, wonderful.
Give it up for Lauren Hill. That track meant a lot to me. I remember one of the first times I heard that song was I went to a Christian private school, and this album was on my gym teacher's shelf, and I asked her to if I could borrow it, and I didn't know that it was possible to just, like, do that. in the way Lauren did. This was also after the Miseducation. I think it's also her last, like, complete album. And at the time, I remember I was dealing with a lot of self-confidence issues when I was 15, 16. I was leading a dance crew, and I was just about to graduate. And I was also dealing with a stutter, and I couldn't really speak. I don't know what it was still. I'm still trying to unpack that, but I think it was like psychological because I was going through a lot of like family shifts at the time, and I was also like a leader in this crew.
Did you have a stutter when you were a kid, or did it develop when you were just a teenager?
It just developed in that year period, and it came back when I was like 19, 18. Mm-hmm. So I think it was like something I was going through mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lauryn Hill's lyricism throughout this album is really like her journey to like finding God and like her journey to finding herself and her truth. And it was just like a moment for me where I was like, hey, I can use my journal excerpts and bring them into my lyricism. And so this was also during the time when I started writing lyrics on my guitar. And I started hitting up open mics after I graduated, started attending UBC. And I performed a lot on acoustics. Lauryn Hill was a huge influence on that. Same with NDRE. And so I had to play that song.
Did you find that singing, you were able to, like, move through the stutter? Was it different, or did it still come out while you were singing, too?
I found that when I was confronted with, like, risk and, like, pushing through the voice is when it didn't come up.
Mm.
So this was definitely a source of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just for the people who may have just tuned in, who are you?
Hello. My name is Kim Ortel. I'm a queer Filipinx interdisciplinary artist. I'm primarily known as an MC and a singer-songwriter. I'm also a visual artist, and I love acting. I love performance and entertaining. I love words. I'm also a youth facilitator. And I love my community. I love expressing myself. I love just the power of activating your spirit through the arts. And this is my playlist. So we just played the one and only legendary Miss Lauryn Hill. My next track is going to be Blue Scholars. This half Filipino, half Persian duo MC hip hop crew from Seattle, who I really got on. I was obsessed with them throughout my mid years in university. And I would really credit Blue Scholars for being a source of like those hip hop artists that really politicized me. Because also this is one of the first times I heard a Filipino MC speak about his community very openly and do it from like a class analysis, race analysis. And this next track is called No Rest for the Weary. And it's Gio on the lyricism and it's Sabzi on the beat. Check it out.
You're listening to CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC.
For the weary, just another day grinding up stone till they turn into dust. It's tough times in the rough. Diamonds ain't enough to cover up a corrupted and fucked up
Legacy of strange fruit, bloody whips and smallpox. Trigger happy cops, barbed wire and fire water, y'all, it don't stop. When the colonizer came with the cross and the sword, I drew the first spear and said, I declare war. I'm a battle scar wearing heir apparent, descendant of a long lineage of proletarian and peasant. So check the work ethic and the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. I ride the rhythm and vibe, a little wine talk, head get the concrete to line with your spine. I seek to find peace, but it's war all the time. It's deep like the drive from Renton to Shoreline. I'm a more mindful guy ever since finding out that I'm about to be your father. And doubt is not an option, and now I can't be getting crunk to fade it as often. So get your hands dirty, cause a prayer ain't enough, boss. What cross? We got crucified by buckshot. 1 million Jesuses and Judas got his nuts off. Pages torn out the memory of those who remain shackled in the chains of international capital gain. They claim civilized with the animal ways. Peace to Oakland, I've never been a fan of the A. But some days you can find me inscribing my soul on the page. Every crime has an alibi. Disciplined and organized is how I handle mine. New Jacks are spending mad time on they battle rhyme. I can't knock it if you find it entertaining. I rep those whose labor ain't compensated. So check the work ethic and the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. 42 a class, no wonder we delinquent. Half the school district never make it to commencement. I bend the spine of the track until it snaps. Pop's working overtime and he got a broken back. Got three little sisters, one brother in Iraq. And mom prays in the Venice to keep the fam intact. But this song ain't a song waiting for God to answer. Brothers call me dog, they got the letters backwards. I'm back with a plan of attack to repossess my name, face, and history, y'all. Who wants test my capacity to spit caliber shit into a rhythmic lesson? And entertainment's a legitimate weapon, igniting the cipher sessions. I'm deciphering life and blending both theory into practice. I write vernacular and actual fact, God, no posturing. 1,000 points and fingers, I defied every one of them. I ride for my brethren who carry the burden of a future uncertain till the fall of the curtain. You better move. Hold your head high, soldier, it ain't over yet. That's why we call it a struggle. You're supposed to sweat. Check the work ethic in the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. Crazy landlady try to switch up on the lease. If she raises up the rent again, it's time to say peace. Peace. And that's my piece. It's still all about the bullet in the belly of the beast. From the east, my brother, we came. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. So keep marching till your feet split open. No rest for the weary blue scholars. Keep going.
We're gonna talk about more matters.
This summer, take a walking tour of the outdoor art on the UBC campus. Since the late 1940s, works of outdoor art have been collected by the university to enrich the campus environment. Together, these artworks give voice to multiple stories about the history of UBC and Vancouver, and are part of an ever-evolving narrative about art, space, and place, and our own sense of ourselves. There's guided tours featuring highlights of the collection. They vary in length from 1 to 1.5 hours. You can also enjoy a self-guided tour at your own pace. Download the Outdoor Art Tour Book or pick up a copy at the gallery. Suggested routes take about 20 minutes to walk, while a full tour takes about 3 hours. To find out more, or to book a tour, go to belkin.ubc.ca and search for Outdoor Art Tours.
What's the best way to end off summer?
What's the best way to end summer? Well, traditionally I would go and play a music festival.
That is so wrong.
Okay, well, the first answer... This is a really hostile interview. This is... Okay, so...
Listen up. There's only one way to end off summer, and that's at the Victory Square Block Party. On September 1st, come bid adieu to the warm weather at the summer's best party. It's fun, it's free, and we want you there. Victory Square Block Party features performances by Kim Mortal, Biawana, Love Goon, Sunrise Social, Sylvia Rath, Lucid, Oblomov, and Tonk. Plus, there'll be tasty food vendors and a raffle with kick butt prizes. That's September 1st from 2 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Well, I always look forward to the fall. I love September. It's my favorite month.
That's not an answer.
Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. And I am joined in studio today by Kim Mortal, who has been playing a playlist that they put together of songs that are hits and influences in their life. So what do we have coming up next?
The next track is called Staring at the Sun by TV on the Radio, which is my brother and my favorite song. And also, I learned about it through Sabzi of Blue Scholar, so I wanted to play it right after. All right, check it out.
Sweet.
Let the roofless crystal clear, quiet and live for. We'll never have a renaissance, 'cause we stand and point our finger, but we're all confused. You'll never have a renaissance if you say you're for the people, but it's all for you. We'll never have a renaissance, 'cause we say we'll get together, but it isn't true. We'll never have a renaissance if we speak about a movement and refuse to move.
Just reminding all my guys in the world to stay up. Never had a spray slug, so I don't play thug. I try to fit with the killers like OJ's gloves. So cats love to see me like they don't pay subs. Out to create buzz. Know that SK can shake clubs like car thieves or golfers. Crazy compulsive cold killers, so ill I'm giving competition ulcers. These fears frenetic, poetics pierce the pathetic. Plagues my powerful prophetic phonetics penetrate. This renegade relic raps rugged and demonstrates how to scoop honeys with nothing but that angelic phase. Aesthetic base, ways get shredded, I set it straight. For the hapless half with homies that hesitate, the hella great, elevated skills you celebrate. Practice, kid, I've been this ill since seventh grade. I dedicate this to my sister and the crew, and thanks for coming out, but the competition is through. I get down. The suckers and frauds with soft stamina don't trouble me. Duck or I'll damage on camera publicly when I utter these subtleties. Brother, please. I'm the biggest thing out of Canada since Pamela's double D's. Colleagues and critics all apply the accolades to aptly describe how my flyness fascinates. I activate the part of me that advocates the artistry, the slick sharp tongue that could lacerate an artery like an axe to the heart. Hacking apart cats lacking the smarts, 'cause I've mastered the art. I synchronize my syndicate for rhyme syncopation, even skits that I improvise sit in syndication of my sinful sin. Taxing simple grin flash, 'cause dimes fall victim when my dimples impact. Cats listen close for quotes, survive to it. I school dudes and make guys students of my music. The dumb sound dopest with their mic lines muted, while my IQ was so high you couldn't fly to it. I get down. Language is used to bruise and stick damages to other bands and their crews. Till all their slick managers do is disband as their wounds. This man is just too sick for Canada's amateurs. I make them dudes do flips like coin tosses. When I rip mics like loincloths, ripped off a groin, join the click or get going. Kids are showing softness. I cross kids like hot sauces while imposters talk and jock like Bob Costas. This colossus is so pompous, it's preposterous. I'm always jamming like Peter Tosh's rosters, getting the thoughtless. Toss quicker than the Moffitts in a marsh pit homes. I get down like a crossy foams. Horses, hold more forces than the torque on 400 horse Porsches. I can torque, twist and torch kids with my overlord fist till these dorks is nothing more than some scorched corpses. I get down. Yo, I get down.
It's like I'm squeezing a Glock when I creep in the spot. People get shot back, freezing the flop, breathing and stop the way I leave them in shock. Forget radio, they feel my flow on, believe it or not. But I still don't own the keys to the drop, leasing the cop, the beach with a yacht, and don't foresee reaching the top. But that's cool, cause I'm frequently jocking, speaking is talking. Plus, on the streets I get props. Well, before I leave, peace to the blocks, where my people still beef with the cops and get beaten a lot. It needs to get taught, and that's Kanye, Jesus can walk. Always reach for the rock, not the heat to get caught, releasing a shot, ending the life, no need for the pop. You heard like sheep with a flock, I get down. I get down, I get down. Yo, peace to Diggs, that's how I get down to yo. Peace to B, that's how I get down to yo. And to the fam, that's how I get down to yo.
All right. Those were three tracks just played, TV on the Radio. After that was Ian Kamau, Renaissance, Toronto-based MC, beautiful, honest lyricist. Definitely inspired a lot of my work, as well as the one and only Shad, who I got to open up for the very first Vancouver Mural Fest at the Biltmore a couple years back. This next track is one of my favorite MCs. Two of them, actually, a couple of MC couple, Bamboo and Rocky Rivera, based in the Bay Area. This track is called Rent Money.
Chops on the track.
I could fight like Kung Lee with my old ass. Putting bullets in my own ain't why I tote plaques. That's for infiltrators trying to see me put down. Mad cause they can't get in a club. Look at me now. Out in Dago in the southeast, lamping out dark skinned Southeast Asian girls with their hair down. Holding back their big brothers in the lot. Scrapping me from war torn third world countries. What's happening? I could show you what it means to be in poverty, where half a slice of bread is worth a strong arm robbery. Rubber slippers, fuck the Jordans on your feet. Smack a politician, sample the slap into a beat. If it ain't about us trying to eat, might as well not even speak. Lot of shit I don't like. So I Chief Keef, fuck the chief of police. Insert whatever city, mountain brother with a platoon of gorillas rotting with me.
My comrades don't blow, pop shit, get pro. When it come to politics and all the homies need to know is get money.
Rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from
my
me.
Comrades don't blow, pop shit, get pro. When it come to politics and all the homies need to know is get money.
Rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from me.
I can scrap like Ronda Rousey with my short ass armbar in the first round, know that. These little birds wanna chirp nonstop, but when I come around, you can hear a pin drop. Self-made prodigy, underground armories, one woman army, ain't no politician stopping me. Mad stripes like I'm Blue's Clues, and all my bad girls hit 'em with that voodoo. Want your country back, it don't belong to you. And tell your God to go fuck himself, cause I'm on to you. I'm a heathen who's lucky I'm even breathing, believing what you believe in, but money's never the reason. But if the money comes, who am I to say no? I've been struggling for years on that payroll, so all my soldiers get bucked when I say so. Stick them for they yen, rupees, and they pesos.
My comrades don't blow, pop shit, get pro. When it come to politics and all the homies need to know is get money.
Rent money,
get money,
food money,
get money,
school money.
Stop taking shit from me.
La 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 la.
Chops.
Progressive with the flow and I ensure that. Never a Trotskyite, Sondalo might have confused cats. Always working class and all my doings, and I'm doing music trying to stay attached through my studency and learn. Getting older, little Michael birth the soldier Aldo. Rim G, X the UV, getting colder with every word that they pin. As long as truth where it stems, progress, forward motion, line of scrimmage, never been. Pescatarian, my diet, seafood when I'm grubbing, bruh. Soon the woman have to cut the fish like Jerry Buss, a terrorist, and I ain't found a God that I believe in. And every man they tell me is holy's a human being.
in. Bamboo, yeah, I be him. One rifle, a minimum. Sacrificing morals, trying to keep somebody feeding them. Never been my ammo, not Danilo, he a thoroughbred. Pouring out some coffee on the curb, trying to wake the dead.
All right, all right, all right. That was Rent Money by Bamboo and Rocky Rivera. The next track is called 19 by Tegan and Sarah and myself, Kim Mortal, and local comedian and awesome poet and also producer of Millennial Line and Yellow Fever, Tin Lorica, will be joining me on stage for a Victory Square block party doing a cover of this wonderful track.
Oh my God.
It's gonna happen.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Check
and,
it out.
And when's Victory Square block party?
September 1, and I'm up at 8, but sweet, there's performances all throughout the night.
Yeah, come check us out. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and thank you, Kim, again for coming on the show.
Thank
it's
you
been
for having
a pleasure.
Me.
Stay tuned to CITR. Up next is Deliberate Noise with Nina Panini and special guest Claire. They've got a summer playlist for all of you, but we're going to leave you with Tegan and Sarah, 19, and we'll see you at Victory Square.
Sweet.
I felt you in my legs before I ever met you. And when I lay beside you for the first time, I told you I feel you in my heart. You in my life.